The Woodbury Journal with Luella Parsons. Woodbury Facial Soap presents Luella Parsons, whose motion picture column appears in 950 newspapers with over 30 million readers. This Parsons special guests tonight are Farley Granger and Edith Head, brought to you direct from Hollywood by famous Woodbury Facial Soap, true beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. And here with the latest Woodbury Hollywood headlines is Luella Parsons.
Hello from Hollywood to all of you. My first exclusive, the last-minute news from the bedside of Rita Johnson, the blonde actress, who's been in a coma since Monday, is grave. And she's been given the last rites of her church. While the police are not satisfied with the explanation that Rita hit her head on a hairdryer, they are convinced the accusation in those poison pen letters her doctor, her business manager, her friends, and her family have received are completely false. As far as Rita is concerned, she has never been neurotic and has always been a happy, well-adjusted person. The police are on the trail of the letter writer. My second exclusive. I just learned that Stanley Kahn, ex-husband of Rita Johnson, was planning to fly out here. He wanted to see if he could help, but instead he was rushed to a New York hospital where he must undergo an operation. My third exclusive. The life story of Gloria Vanderbilt Sr. will soon be seen on the screen. Gloria has had an offer for the film rights to her book, Without Prejudice, which she wrote before her daughter's cruel denunciation of her. The producer hopes to include this in the movie, as well as a court battle in which her daughter, Gloria Vanderbilt Sikorsky, figures so prominently. Artie Shaw and his ex-wife, Elizabeth Kern Cummings, daughter of Jerome Kern, have settled their differences out of court. Elizabeth has withdrawn her demand for back alimony and has agreed to accept $300 a month for their son, Stephen. James Stewart, Hollywood's perennial bachelor, has at last succumbed. He is expected to marry beautiful Gloria Hattrick McLean, who was recently divorced from Ned McLean, son of the fabulous Evelyn Waltz McLean. After years of bad luck, Lillian Rolfe, nightclub entertainer, had a very pleasant surprise yesterday. Oil was discovered on 1,200 acres she inherited from her father. She had thought this property, which is desert land in New Mexico, was worthless until an oil company wanted to lease it. Merle Oberon cannot become Countess Chino without a struggle. Her current suitor, Count Chino, who is not married, as was reported, but who has been in love for years with an Italian aristocrat, is in for trouble. The lady has no intention of giving up her wealthy boyfriend to Merle. Do you remember when Anne Blythe told you on my Woodbury show 3 weeks ago that she was hoping to get the lead with Bing Crosby in his new picture? Well, just a few hours ago, Anne telephoned me that she wanted my radio listeners to know first she's got the job. Cafe Society in New York is watching the romance of song composer Jimmy McHugh and Lois Peterson with interest. Years ago, Jimmy was madly in love with Lois's mother, Inez Hall, a Ziegfeld beauty. Inez's photograph adorned the cover of Jimmy's very first song, Way Down South in Carolina. Lois looks like her mother. I wonder if the Tyrone Power Linda Christian romance isn't fading a bit. Linda has accepted a role in a picture which takes her to Naples for a whole month and far away from the man she adores. I'm sorry to have to report that Donald O'Connor and his youthful wife, Gwen Carter, have separated again. And Don is house hunting. They were married when he was 17 and she was in high school. Anne Southern has a new romance, and his name is Andy Ransom. He's a ski instructor at Sun Valley. She said Anne will be ransomed when her divorce from Bob Sterling becomes final. Next week in Atlantic City, the American Association of Hospitals will name Kay Kaiser as one of the men who has contributed the most to hospitals in this country and Canada. May I say that never was an award more honestly deserved.
Have you been to any parties, Luella?
Yes, Marvin. I went to a charming dinner given by Gail Patrick and Cornish Jackson, honoring Governor Fore Warren of Florida. The guest of honor is a bachelor and very attractive. He invited Rosalind Russell, Greer Garson, and all the beauties he met to come to his inauguration. Greer was there, of course, with Buddy Fogelson. And this romance, first reported on this program, is hotter than today's California weather. Governor Warren of Florida is almost as nice as Governor Warren of California. And now, Marvin, let's hear your Woodbury wedding news.
Tonight, the wedding march, Music of Love, played for Nancy Souza, granddaughter of the famous composer John Philip Souza. And speaking of music, Nancy's a lovely symphony herself. Gleaming brown hair, blue eyes, and skin aglow with Woodbury sparkle. When Glenfield Tripp Young of Scarsdale, New York, spied her charm, his heart struck a high note. Yes, Glenn's heart action didn't come back to normal till he made Nancy his own. Now that Nancy's a bride, she plans to stay bridal lovely with Woodbury. In her words,
I'm a loyal Deb. Every day it's my Woodbury facial cocktail.
Prove beauty care.
And easy. Just swirl on the luscious lather. Rinse, and my skin's a sparkle. Looks smooth.
Because Woodbury's extra mild.
And it's rich, with a beauty cream ingredient.
Yes, girls, Woodbury is really different. The prescription of skin specialists, made for skin alone, made extra mild. So for beauty lather that really pampers your skin, leaves it dreamy, soft, smooth, try Woodbury facial soap. True beauty soap for the skin you love to touch.
I've been writing about Farley Granger's Samuel Goldwyn's handsome discovery for months. Wait until you see him at RKO's They Live By Night, formerly called Your Red Wagon. I know you'll agree that he'll be acclaimed one of our top stars.
Oh, Miss Parsons, that's the most sensational news you ever reported. Why, you dream woman, you...
No, Farley. Hold everything until I tell our listeners why they should see They Live By Night. First, there's your amazingly fine performance.
First? This is really hysterical. You picked my performance first?
Yes, Farley, I picked your performance first. But everything about They Live By Night is original and distinctive. You had a great part, of course, Farley, but I've never seen any young man give a better performance.
Miss Parsons, it's magic. You're selecting just those three words.
Well, away from me. But what magic words did I select?
A young man. You certainly have to fight to portray him in Hollywood. They'd much rather have you be a cute fellow stealing Ma's cookies and going for weenie bakes with the slick chicks on the beach.
Folly for a young man of 23. It seems to me you sound very scornful of slick chicks.
Well, I am. Because I don't think slick chicks exist. Except in older people's minds.
Oh, come now. What about Patricia Neal and Geraldine Brooks, whom I see you dating? What do you call them?
I call them serious young women, because they are. Miss Parsons, may I do a little pitch for our generation in Hollywood?
Of course, Farley. Do you think ours is any different from the others?
Yes, I do. I think we're more intent. We've had our lives interrupted by the war. Our age group here is like the same group all over this country. You don't want to go around being mad and breaking glasses in nightclubs and driving big cars into the surf by moonlight. We get our kicks in other ways.
What other ways?
Well, we find just living pretty sensational. Honestly, probably that's the war influence, too. But we like homes. Evenings at home with a congenial bunch. Now, my bunch, for instance,
Who are your bunch, Father?
Kathy O'Donnell and her husband, Patricia Neal, Nick Ray, the director of They Live By Night, Jerry Brooks. Now, we talk acting, we think acting. We listen to records. Good ones. Well, last Thursday, we discovered the art galleries in Beverly Hills were open in the evenings, and we invaded those. But, that wasn't so good.
Why not?
Well, because we were all in jeans, and all the older crowd there were doing it up. But just see what I mean. I believe that our generation is the first one in Hollywood, as a group, that's willing to starve or suffer or anything else to make important pictures.
You know, that's the best news I've heard in months.
Why, no more news.
Well, stop holding out on me. What is it?
Mr. Goldwyn's going to let me play the lead in Earth and High Heaven.
Why, Farley Granger, that's really a scoop. I'm going to put that news in my column tomorrow morning. You mean Mr. Goldwyn is actually giving you the part that Gregory Peck is slated for?
Yes, isn't that great? Greg's got another big picture coming up. Mr. Goldwyn wants the young man played with all the enthusiasm and indignation you feel before you're destroyed completely by becoming a tired old 25.
Oh, Farley, I'm mighty glad I had the foresight to invite a venerable ruin of 30 or something as another guest this evening. Otherwise, you'd make me feel I was only capable of tottering off to a padded tomb. May I introduce Miss Edith Head, Paramount distinguished fashion creator?
Hi, Miss Head.
Hi, yourself. Now, Edith, don't tell me you're going to talk in Farley's language. I'm counting on support of my generation from you.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're not going to get it. Not if you expect me to talk about the best-dressed girls in Hollywood. And that's what you said you wanted me to talk about.
Well, I do. But they can't be Farley's group. Now, can they?
Well, yes, Luella. And if I'd coached Farley myself, he couldn't have said things I more completely agree with. Though I must say it was a surprise to stand here and listen to him express it so well.
Farley, you know, you can chime in here with your 2 cents worth if you want to.
Doris, well, I'd like to.
All right, Edie. I'm prepared now, even if you say Margaret O'Brien is our fashion leader.
Well, Luella, I don't pick them quite that young. But I do nominate Mona Freeman as the most correctly dressed young girl in Hollywood.
Miss Head, why do you say correctly dressed instead of best dressed?
Because, Farley, Mona and the other girls I'm going to name are not fashionable. Not in the old-fashioned meaning of the word. But they are correctly dressed for every activity. And that is more than can be said for most of my contemporaries.
Edith, you mean that these stylists are actually more intelligently dressed than, say, the Claudette Colberts, the Irene Dunns, the Marlene Dietrichs, and the others?
Yes, Luella, I think so. Just as I think Claudette and Irene and Marlena are 100 times better dressed than Gloria Swanson or Paula Negri were.
The girls men my age like to date are those who dress like human beings. You know, you go out with a clothes horse and what do you feel like? Stable hand, that's all.
Farley, you defined it exactly. Incidentally, I admire the way your pal Geraldine Brooks dresses very much.
It doesn't exactly bore me either.
As a matter of fact, you know, today's junior stars can't be bothered with, well, say, whether or not hemlines are 10 inches from the ground or 12 inches or whether shoulders are more or less rounded. Now, you take Wanda Hendricks.
She's practically 19, isn't she? Edith, are you picking an antique like that for your list?
Yes, Luella. Wanda is very feminine, but she is an excellent example of today's young dressing. Fun clothes for the daytime, charm in the evening. And this also applies to, well, Elizabeth Taylor and Janet Leigh, Betty Lynn.
Edith, you can't approve of Farley and Geraldine Brooks going to the art gallery in blue jeans. Now, can you?
No, Luella, there I do draw the line. You know, but there is one point I'd like to make, even though the manufacturers will hate me for saying so.
Well, that's interesting. Go on.
You see, the young girls of today don't want to be fashion plates. They want to be able to walk and to sit down naturally. And they don't want to spend more than they can afford, so there.
Well, hooray for the husbands of the future. They've got a chance.
I say hooray for you and Evie. And thank you both for coming here this evening.
Thank you for asking me, Luella.
Polly, do you want to put in a final word before we say goodbye?
Well, I do want to say thanks for this privilege, Miss Parsons. And good night.
Good night. Good night.
Smooth, heavenly smooth. Yes, that's the sweet allure of your shoulders, your arms, after daily Woodbury Beauty Baths. For Woodbury contains a rich beauty cream ingredient, actually a skin smoothing ingredient of rich face creams. So start now. To your daily facial cocktail, add the creamy mild cleansing of Woodbury Beauty Baths for a beauty complexion all over. It's Woodbury Facial Soap, true beauty soap, for the skin you love to touch. And here is last-minute news.
The Sandangles are expecting a baby in late spring. They've been married 12 years and have one child. He's the producer of Sitting Pretty.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, another edition of the Woodbury Journal featuring Luella Parsons. Until then...
This is Luella Parsons saying that's all for tonight. But I'll see you next Sunday when my guest will be lovely Virginia Mayo, Warner Brothers star, and Joan Safford, radio's number one singer.
This is Marvin Miller saying goodnight for Woodbury Facial Soap, true beauty soap for the skin you love to touch. Elizabeth Taylor, currently starring with Greer Garson and Walter Pigeon in MGM's comedy hit Julia Misbehaves, says, I love the super smooth finish new Woodbury powder gives. Like satin, that's how my complexion looks with Woodbury. In nationwide tests, 4 out of 5 women preferred Woodbury to the powder they were using. Woodbury powder is twice new. A new secret ingredient gives satin smooth finish to your skin. A new revolutionary process gives warmest, liveliest colors, finest texture. Get new Woodbury powder for just $1. Smaller sizes only 15 and 30 cents. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.